This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today is Christmas Eve, and of course, I'm not in the studio, but I am away thinking about the eternal riches of Christ. And I think it's important to reflect on this because sometimes we can become so preoccupied with the commercial side of Christmas that we can sometimes fall into a trap of measuring our worth or value of our Christmas by the number of gifts we receive and the value that we attach to those gifts. And while it is natural that we would want to celebrate getting what we want, let us not fall into the pattern of measuring our worth in terms of dollars and cents. There is a much higher way in the spiritual realm to measure worth, and specifically that is in the richness in Christ. And when I think about the richness in Christ, I'm reminded of a story I read about a man who lived in East Texas and who ultimately died in poverty. This man lived in a house that sat just a few feet above the largest undiscovered oil reserve in the world. He lived like a pauper, but he was a wealthy man unbeknownst to him. It was a classic case of being rich but living poor. And sometimes that's how we live life, because we see richness and measure it only in what we see in the natural world, and we forget about the depths of our richness in Christ. Therefore, as we're on the eve of celebrating the birth of Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, let us remember these words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember the eternal riches of Christ.